So im kain mahu zesh shenemar batora v'tachas raglov k'suvim betz belukim or yad Hashem or enei Hashem v'oznei Hashem k'yotzi b'dvarim halalu. What's the Rambam's question? If we just said that Hashem does not have a body, that's what we just argued in Halacha Ches. So if we argue that Hashem doesn't have a body, how come the Torah constantly makes reference to things that imply that He has a body? So answers the Rambam, Hakol lefi daitan shel b'nei Adam. Who? She'enon makiran ela hagufos. The Torah uses words that we are able to relate to, because all we recognize is bodies. We're physical. So we can't speak about God without using physical terms, because or else we wouldn't be able to relate. Dibra Torah Koloshim Bnei Adam V'akol Kinuyim Heim. But these are all just Mishalim Kemo Shenemar Im Shanosi Birak Charbi. What does that mean? It's what Hashem says at the end. What was that?
Charbi is my sword.
Right, and Shanosi means sharp. This is what this is from the end of Parshas Hazinu. V'chi cherev yeshlo uv'cherev hu horeg ela mashal v'hakol mashal. All we're doing here is we're using a, this is what Hashem says. Hashem says, im shanosi birak charbi. So what, Hashem's going to actually take a sword? No, it's a mashal. And that is the key to understanding all of these things. When we say etzba lokim, yad Hashem, enei Hashem, oznei Hashem, we don't actually mean that Hashem has eyes or Hashem has ears. The truth is that it's true also about emotions. If we say God gets angry, Hashem gets sad, those are human terms, but we borrow them because how else are we going to be able to relate to Hashem if there's different, even the word feelings isn't right, because Hashem doesn't have feelings. But if we want to somehow relate to Hashem being proud of what we're doing or upset with what we're doing, you know, I'm using words already, proud, upset, but we have no other words because we're human. So this is the issue of how can a human being relate to something that's not human. Raya l'davar zeh, shenavi echad omer shara kadosh baruch hu levushe kislag chiver. Okay, this is a quote from Daniel. He saw that Hashem was dressed like sheleg, kislag, the tough in the shin, kisheleg chiver, and in Aramaic, right, like everyone, lo mechuver be'enai, the Rishonim write sometimes. It's not clear to me. It's lashon of white, clear white. So he was appearing like white snow. The acha ra'ohu, and another navi Yeshaya sees him chomutz begadim mi batzra. He sees him dressed in chomutz begadim, which is red clothing, from Batzra, which is a place. So how can two different people see God and he looks different when Hashem has different like outfits that he wears depending on, you know, his evening wear and afternoon wear? What does it mean that he was dressed in white, he was dressed in red? The idea is that these are all mashals. Moshe Rabbeinu Atzmo ra ohu al hayam ki gibor osim mochama. He saw him like a warrior. Right? We say in Shir Shayom, Hashem ish mochama. And in Sinai, he saw him kishliach tzibor atof. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu like wrapped in talis. Lomar she'en lo dumus v'tzura, ela hakol b'mara nevuah v'machazeh. This is not that Hashem assumed bodily forms. You could have argued like that. To Yeshayahu, he assumed one bodily form. To Daniel, he assumed a different bodily form. Right? That's Christianity. Christianity says that God assumed a bodily form. God did not assume a bodily form in any of these. So what does it mean that Hashem saw him ki ish milchama? It means that it was a vision, but not that he actually saw something. V'yamitas hadavar ein daito shel adam yichol la'asigu l'chakro. It's impossible for man to really understand him. V'zeu she'omar hakosiv hacheker eloka timtza im ad tachlis shaddai timtza. This is the pasuk in Iov that's reflecting this idea that you can't really, can you really find him? Can you really understand him? Ad ha tachlis? It's impossible. So if that's true, if Hashem doesn't really have any physical form, what in the world was Moshe Rabbeinu asking after Chet HaEgel when he asks, Har'eni Naz Kvodecha?
says, Hashem, show me. So answers the Rambam, right? You don't have any punctuation in yours, so you should make sure you punctuate so you can go back over these Rambams. Bikesh leida, this is the answer now. Bikesh leida amitas himotso shal kadosh baruch hu ad she yadua belibo kamo yadiyas echad min ha'anashim shira aponav v'nechke katsuraso bekirbo. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know Mitzius Hashem. He wanted to understand what the essence of Hashem was all about, and he wanted it to be so clear to him, just like he's able to identify the characteristics of another person, right? You know, if I know Yair, so I know what his face looks like because I know him, and it's something that's like embedded in me because I know him, so I know what he looks like. So he wanted to have that same type of intimate understanding of who Hashem was, or who Hashem is. Shenimtza oso aish nifrad bedaito mishar anashim, right? I don't mistake Yair for Abi because I know Yair and I know Abi. Kach bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lios mitzios HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifredes belibo mishar mitzios hanimtzayim. He wanted to have a unique understanding of who Hashem was. Ad sheyeda amitas himatzo kimo shehi. So he didn't want to, when he says show me yourself, he doesn't actually mean physically. He means let me understand who you are. And that was exactly the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem answered him that you can't understand me because you're physical. So it's impossible if you really understand who I am. Because you're mechubar miguf v'nefesh. You have a body and a soul. So therefore it's impossible. You can't really understand who I am. But yet, he did reveal to him a certain understanding of what Mitzius Hashem is, saying that no one before him and no one after him would ever grasp. So he was able to understand to a degree. Just like if you have a person where I can distinguish, I might not really, really know who you are, because I've never seen your face, but I know how you walk, I know how you dress, and therefore from behind, I'm able to distinguish you from everything else. So, Al davar zeh ramos hakasa v'yamar v'ra'isas achorai ufanai lo yero. You'll see who I am from behind, but you won't actually see my face. There are those who explain within this, to interpret this passage here, based on what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that you can't really understand what God is, but you can understand what He's not. There's like a negative identification of Hashem. We can have negative knowledge of Hashem. We can know what Hashem is not. So I can know that He's not physical. I can know that He doesn't have a goof. I can know that He's not like others. But I can't ever make a positive statement about what He is. So I think that some learn that that's pshat in this ra'isas achurai ufanai lo yero. Doesn't mean front and back. It means negative versus positive. You can know what I'm not, but you can't know what I am. Okay. Kevin, this part of the Rambam is a little bit abstract, this section of Yisodei HaTorah. The first four parakim actually are pretty abstract, but I feel like we can't skip the first four parakim. There are some very important Rambams here in addition, but all right, we're going to keep plowing through. And again, my goal here is to move quickly. Kevin shenis bar she'eno guf u'gviya, since I've explained that God is not a body, yizbor shlo ye'ore lo echad mima oroz ha'guf. So too, you can't have physical occurrences to have happen to him, or terms that we use to describe physical things. So, lo chibor velo perud, God can't like join up with someone else. Like, look, me and Vinny, we're like arm in arm now. Hashem can't be arm in arm with someone. He can't be connected to somebody. You also can't, like, since I'm using the example, maybe like chop up Vinny into like lots of different pieces, right? You can't chop God up into little pieces. You can't talk, those terms don't even make sense when you talk about God. To connect Him with something, to separate Him. Lo makom v'lo mida. You can't say that He takes up a certain spot, or you can't say that He's such and such big. he's really tall, he's really wide, he's really big, he's really thin. Those are terms that don't relate to Hashem. Lo aliyah v'lo yirida. You can't say he goes up and goes down, right? It says like, v'yered Hashem al Har Sinai. He didn't go down onto Har Sinai. He doesn't go up and he doesn't go down. Those are all physical terms. Lo yamin v'lo small. He can't go left or right. Lo panim v'lo achor, forward or backwards. Lo yeshiva v'lo amida. He can't sit and stand. Eino matzoi b'zman. Time is also a physical creation. We know that now, thanks to Einstein. But the Rambam knew that also, apparently, to a degree. Ein matzoi b'zman ad shielo reishis v'achris u'minyan shanim. He's outside of the bounds of time. So he doesn't start, he doesn't end, he doesn't have an age. Eino mishtane. He doesn't change. She'ein lo davar shigrom lishinoi. Because what's going to cause him to change? Physical things change, right? I shave, I don't shave. I grow taller, I grow shorter. I get older, I decompose. I get stronger. Those are all physical terms. God doesn't change because he just is. And he always was. Ve'in lo lo maves v'lo chayim k'chay aguf achay. He doesn't have death or life. Lo sichlus v'lo chachma. He doesn't have foolishness or intelligence. He doesn't sleep or wake up. Hashem does not get angry. Right? What do you mean? It says all the time in the Torah, Hashem got angry. Yes, because those are physical terms that we use in order to be able to relate. Lo simcha v'lo atzvus. He doesn't get happy. He doesn't get down. Lo shtika v'lo dibor k'dibor adam. He doesn't speak, at least not in the way that man speaks. Kach amru chachamim. And this is what we're told. Eino Ein lemaila lo yeshiva velo amida lo oref velo ipoy. Oref means to go back, and ipoy means to get tired. These terms that they just don't refer to him. He doesn't ever like have to retreat. He doesn't ever rest. The whole davar kenhu. Since this is true, kol advar malalu v'kiyotzei b'hem shamru b'torah uvedivrei neviim. Whenever we find in the Torah or in the neviim. Everything's a mashal and melitza. Kamo Shamar, it says, Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak. He sits in Shamayim and he chuckles. Kaasuni Bahavlehem. They've angered me with their foolishness. Hashem doesn't get angry. Kasher Sos Hashem. Just like Hashem rejoices. Hashem doesn't rejoice. Ukiyotse Ba'ilu. Al Hakol Amru Chachamim. Regarding all of these, the Chachamim say, Dibra Torah. Kiloshan b'nei Adam. The Torah was speaking in human terms. V'chenu Omer. Ha'osi heim ma'achisim. What, are they angering me? Are they angering me? Okay. That's an expression of Hashem. He's the Rambam is interpreting that pasuk to mean, you think you can anger me? I don't get angry. So such thing as angering me. You can't get me angry. I don't get angry. It's not a term that's used by me. So he's quoting that as a raya that these things don't apply. Now, by the way, it's just interesting for you to note, one of the great distancers of anthropomorphism, one of the great Jewish writers that always was very careful about this inyan was Unklus. Next time you're doing Shnai Mikra V'yachat Targum, and you take a look at Unklus, try to be sensitive to the fact that every time the Torah uses a word that sounds like God has a body, Unklus changes it. Like when it says Hashem came down on Har Sinai, so Unklus will write, God's glory was felt on Har Sinai. Not God came down. Unklus is very careful. Actually, the one place, that was probably a bad example for me to bring, the one place where Unklus does not do this is by Har Sinai, is by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, and there's theories why, but by Matan Torah, he sticks with the language of the Tanakh. But everywhere else in the Torah, whenever it says Hashem gets angry, he'll change it. Hashem, it says Hashem's eyes, he'll change it. Take a look. Next time you see a pasuk like that, go take a look at Unklus, and you'll see that Unklus is one of the masters of this. Harei Omer, let's finish up the parak. Harei Omer, it says in Malachi, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I don't change. I God don't change. But if he's some right, can a person say I don't change? What do you mean we change all the time? Sometimes we're angry, sometimes we're in a good mood, sometimes we're in a bad mood. How can Hashem say he never changes? He's a constant because he doesn't get into good moods and bad moods.
all of these things are only true by physical beings. Afelim u'shvalim, you know, lowly human material beings. Shochnei batei chomer, who dwell in physical structures, meaning our bodies. Asher ba'afar yesodam, whose essence is afar. Right, he's very, poetically, he's paraphrasing from Eov. I believe. About who Baruch Hu Yisalav Yisromeim Al Kol Zeh, but who him Hakadosh Baruch Hu? He's above all of this. He doesn't have physical. He's not material. Okay. Shkoyach. Perek Aleph is done. Perek Sheni. Let's go. Hakel Hanichbad VeHanora Hazeh. This is a super famous and important Rambam's. It's up there on the top 10 list. On my top 10 list. I don't know if there's an official top 10 list, but it's on my top 10 list. This is a super famous and amazing Rambam. Hakel anechbad v'hanor... The next one, Beis. Hakel anechbad v'hanor hazeh. This great, amazing thing, God, mitzvah la'oavo v'lira mimenu. There's a mitzvah to love him and to fear him. Shenemar v'yahavta es Hashem elokecha. And then we say, a little bit later, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Ava, and Yira. Asks the Rambam, V'ha'echi Aderech La'avosu B'yiraso. How does a person arrive at Ava and Yira? So says the Rambam, V'shashi is bonein ha'adam, B'maisav u'bruav ha'niflaim ha'gedolim. When a person contemplates, when he focuses on the actions of Hashem and his creations, his wondrous creations, his great wondrous creations, v'yira me'em chachma, so, and he sees the absolute chachma in Hashem's creations, she'en la erech, ve'en la keitz, it has no end. There's no end to the greatness of Hashem's creations. Study a little biology, learn about the cells, look at nature, study nature, look at a leaf under a magnifying glass, and you just see the infinite wisdom, the infinite beauty. Miad hu oev u mishabeach u mifoyer u misaveh taiva gedola leida Hashem agado. If you really look into these things, if you study nature, if you look at what Hashem's done throughout history, you will immediately be overcome with love. You will praise Him. You will be overcome with a burning desire to know Hashem. Kemo she'amar David, tzama nafshi le'elokim lekel chai. I have a great thirst for God. If you ever read an amazing book, or if you met an amazing person, you just want more. You want to read more. You want to know more. Because when you come into contact with something that's just so amazing, off the charts, our normal human reactions, we want more. So the Rambam says, when you study nature, when you study biology, when you study history, you see how amazing Hashem is, all you want is you want more. That's the Ava, you run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishimechashev b'dvar ma'elu atzman. But at the same time, when a person contemplates these things, and he's overcome with that love, miyad hu nirta l'achorav, he also jumps backwards. V'yare, v'yifached, v'yifchad. He's scared. He trembles. V'yodeya, because he knows. Shehu, birya kitana, shvala, afela. He knows that he's a lowly, insignificant being. Omeid b'das kala. His mind is so weak. Me'uta lifnei tmim daim. It's so lacking in comparison to the absolute perfect intelligence, Hashem. Kemo she'amar David, as David says, Ki eresh shamecha, when I see your heavens, I wonder to myself, Ma enosh ki sizkerenu, what is man that you even remember us? We're so insignificant. U'lefi advar me'elu, ani mevoyer klolim godolim, mi ma'is ribon olamin. Because I think it's so important to consider nature and consider the world and to study it, I'm going to spend a little time on it. Kideshu Pesach Lemavin Leovas Hashem. And I'm not doing it stam because I want to teach you about the world. I'm doing it because this is the key to loving Hashem. Kmosh Amru Chachamim Binyan Ava, as the Chazal say regarding Ava, V'yaftas Hashem Elokecha, they say, Shemitoch Kach Atamakiris Misha Amar Vayolam. That you will come to know the one who created the world. Chazal say that about Limud HaTorah, that by learning Limud HaTorah, you'll come to understand who Hashem was. And so too, he's saying that by studying nature, you come to a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just an interesting ha'ara or two about this Rambam. The Rambam, first of all, notes that the Derech to Ava and Yira is the same way, by studying biology and studying nature. This is the famous Rambam, where people always say, oh, the Rambam, doesn't the Rambam say it's important to study nature? That's this Rambam. Okay? So now you have, this is a good mucker for you to know. This is the Rambam where he pushes studying nature. Why? Because it brings you to Ava and it brings you to Yira. It's interesting, Ava and Yira are the two sides of the same coin. On the one hand, it wants you to know more, but on the other hand, what? But on the other hand, it pushes you away. You know, it's sort of like if you've ever had, I know I had an experience when I used to sit in Shir by Rav Tversky. So on the one hand, I wanted to hear more from him. I was so taken with him. I wanted to hear more. I want to hear more. I want to hear more. I want to have a relationship with him. I want to be close to him. But on the other hand, I was terrified. It pushed me back because I realized he knows so much more than I do. So alachas kama v'kama lahavdil, when we're trying to understand a Kaddish Baruch Hu, on the one hand, we want more. But the more we know, the more we realize how little we know. I was just telling some guys at lunch the other day that when you're younger, I don't know, maybe you're not as foolish as I am, but when I was younger and I would hear of Schechter speak, so I would often say like, okay, you know, I understand everything he says. He's just like saying a lot. You know, he just knows a lot. So okay, when I'm older, I'll also know a lot. And then as I get older, I realize that I'm just as back then, I felt like I was so far away from knowing what he knows. As I get older, I realize that I'm just as far, if not further, than I realized I was back then of knowing what he knows. You know, it's amazing. It's true. You know, you learn a sugya really well, and then you hear someone speak about the sugya. So you say like, oh yeah, I knew all that stuff. That's true, because you just spent like a week learning the sugya. But he's got all of these things on the tips of his fingers. So again, lahavdil, the more we realize how great Hashem is, so the more we also realize the distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what brings us to Ava and Yira. And what you see from here is that Yira means, Yira is not sitting there and being scared. Yira Shamayim means recognizing the score, realizing who you are and who Hashem is. That's the real definition of Yira Hashem. Yira Shamayim doesn't mean to be scared of God. Yira Shamayim means to recognize that I'm really very insignificant compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's such a tremendous chesed that he even cares about me, and he does. But ma enosh ki tizkerenu.